let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
Valerie, where you calling us from? Brown skin girl, dressed just like pearls.
Grow the f*** up.
Where you calling us from, Valerie?
Calling from Houston, Texas.
Houston, how old are you?
What was that?
How old are you?
I'm 32.
32. What you do for a living?
I'm a nurse.
A nurse. Do you have any kids?
No. I don't have any kids. Not yet.
Not yet. Mm-hmm. Okay. Valerie, Houston, Texas, 32, nurse, no kids. Have you ever been married?
No, but I have been engaged.
Nobody gives a f*** about that.
Right? Ain't nobody asked you all that. If she wanted to know if you were engaged, she would have asked you, have you ever been engaged? It doesn't validate you. You're not valid, ma'am. Something has been going terribly wrong since you were 16 in the dating world. And we're not going to lose sight of that just because you've been engaged.
And what's your zodiac sign?
Do I have to?
You don't have to.
Okay.
What kind of man are you looking for, girl?
Has to be someone that is after God's heart.
Wow, what does that mean?
That's a new one. You know, some say have a relationship with God. Some have said, you know, God-fearing. Now they're saying someone who is after God's heart. What? I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means.
I'm looking for somebody who will snuggle God on Christmas. I'm looking for a man who's willing to give God a foot rub when God had a hard day at work. Like, what the f***? Like, they just saying anything now. I'm looking for a man who's willing to give God a firm handshake when he meet him. Like, what?
You just saying anything now, ho.
I got more questions. Is this a weave in her head? I'm not familiar with this stuff because I don't date B-dubs. So, Valerie, is this a wig? Is this a weave? Is it something that's called tracks? I'm not familiar with this world. So maybe you guys can educate me below.
You don't really want to know.
Okay, and after you educate me what it is, can you tell me if it's a good weave or wig or a bad one? Was it done well? Educate me.
Has to be ambitious. Has to be someone who has a lot of emotional intelligence. And someone who is just willing to build, basically.
Okay. Willing to build. What are your deal breakers?
Deal breaker is if you're divorced without therapy. I can handle someone who is divorced, but you have to have gone through therapy.
Who the fuck are you to put me on trial? I've never even met you. So why don't you back the shit off, all right?
I'm tired of women trying to dictate if a man gotta have therapy or not. How you gonna judge a man for being divorced when you never been married? You've never been able to get a man to make that commitment to you. So now you're gonna judge a man who did make that commitment to another woman. If he didn't get therapy. Trust me, you need 10 times more therapy than any divorced man need.
Message!
Telling you what you gotta make or what you gotta have before you, you know, can win the wonderful prize of a 32-year-old woman who have never been picked and just been picked over. I gotta meet all these criteria to get a washed up bitch who probably just been getting run through since she was 16. No, thank you. A decent man should be coming dictating shit to you on what you gotta do to be worthy of him.
More than 2 children. You have to be ambitious. Income is not an issue for me because whoever I'm with, I feel like I can help them scale, but you have to be ambitious.
I don't know why all these women think they can scale a man's income. How are you going to scale my income? Please, ma'am. Tell me how.
Don't worry, I'll wait.
That's such a general statement. Wouldn't it matter what field I'm in for you to know if you can scale me or not? That's why we know you're full of shit. Women just say stuff that sound cool on the internet. I don't need to be ambitious to get with a washed up 4 who probably been in more situationships than anything else.
You don't know that.
And ma'am, what the hell do you have on? Is that a robe? what is it? A robe, pajama mix? A man got to be so ambitious for a woman who didn't even put enough effort into this to put on a real outfit. Seriously, think about that for a minute.
Should he look a certain way?
You have to be presentable. You have to be attractive, and fit, because I'm a fit person.
Gotta be in shape.
Yes. Or try. You don't have to be Vin Diesel, but try.
Mm-hmm. Should he make a certain amount of money?
Just scalable, you know, as long as you're ambitious. I'm all about, you know, perseverance. I'm all about hard work. So I'm not going to limit myself with a number, but just scalable.
Bye, Felicia.
I don't feel like I'm asking somebody on the first date to bring a W-2 to the table.
So that basically says she's never going to be satisfied. So be scalable, even if you make $250K a year and I make $50K, but you still need to be scalable, even though you make 5 times as much as I do. Take a drink, take a shot every time she says ambitious. Ma'am, your face doesn't qualify you for an ambitious man. And I don't mean to say it like that. But look, women don't hold back when they talk about us, so why should we hold back, fellas? I'm not being mean, this is a dating show. If you're looking to date a man, what your face look like is really relevant. Just the way a man's scalable income is really relevant in the dating market. If you could pull an average man whose income isn't scalable, he make $40K and he's going to make $40K until he pass away, you need to thank the Lord. And talking all this talk about a scalable income, is that going after God's heart? I'm just curious.
Let's do the Kendra Cam.
I'm in my pajamas right now, sorry.
I don't want to hear that shit.
Just basically.
Great. She looked like she got a Santa bod. It looked like she got a pillow in her top. Am I missing something? What is going on? What is she hiding? I feel like she's hiding something. Yeah, she's asking for too much. I'm just going to say that right damn now. She's asking for way too much. For many, many reasons. Check out Kendra's face. That's the face I'm making right now. The face that Kendra is making, that's what I'm looking like.
Valerie.
Yes?
When was your last relationship?
My last relationship was probably a year ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't have to answer, but I'm going to ask. When's the last time you was intimate with someone?
Probably... 2 months ago.
Nasty bitch.
You know, if a woman is willing to have sex outside of a committed relationship, it really does say a lot about her, you know? Who was that man? Did he meet all these requirements? Was his income scalable? Or did he just have some really good schlong? 16, 17, not knowing any better, having sex outside of a relationship, we can give her a pass. At 32, it's just unacceptable. It really is. You're too old for that. If you're looking for marriage and kids and all that. So yeah, she's a buzz down. Point blank period.
You ain't gotta be a hoe no more. You ain't gotta be a hoe no more.
I'm sure that man doesn't have all these qualities she's asking for. So why should a man who do have all these qualities take you serious when a man who didn't have to have those qualities can rearrange your insides? You didn't think that deep into it, did you? Just like you didn't think that deep into this enough to get dressed.
3 flaws you have to work on.
3 flaws I have to work on is I do jump to conclusions. I do have a bit of dating anxiety where I think a lot. I'm an overthinker. That is a cue to what my sign is. And last one, I can be a bit picky, just a tad bit.
How? Hold on, bro. How? How you? I'm saying, talk to me, bro.
So now you're talking about signs again, but earlier you said, do I have to say my sign? So what? Do you think your own sign is a red flag and you don't want to scare men off? Trust me, that's the last thing men are worrying about when they're looking at this interview, is what your sign is. There's plenty of other things about you that would run a man off. You know, we're not thinking about no fucking sign. And man, what about you makes you believe you have the right to be picky? Seriously, like, what's giving you that impression when you consider who you are, that you have the right to be picky about something?
Last one, I can be a bit picky, just a tad bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
You may be a tad bit picky. And why would a guy be lucky to be with you?
I think a guy would be lucky because I first of all, I'm a woman of God, or try to be. I'm not perfect, but I try my best in everything that I do. I'm hardworking. I'm ambitious. I'm working on so many different projects right now. I just can't sit still. So I'm someone who a guy would want to build with.
There's no way you can say that out loud and think anybody's gonna even somewhat agree with you. I don't even think Steve Harvey will agree with you when it comes to this.
Everything she said makes her the antithesis of the type of woman who a guy would want to build with. Okay, let's start from the top. She said, I'm God-fearing. We know that's horse shit. You just had sex with a rando 2 months ago. Not only did you have sex outside of wedlock, you had sex with a man who wasn't even your man. That's not God-fearing. Next, you said, I'm a hard worker. We're not looking for a hard worker. That's masculine. Oh, I'm ambitious. More masculinity. I'm working on a whole bunch of different projects. I can't sit still. Why would I build with a bitch who can't sit still? When do you have time for me and the family?
It's a mystery every one of you has got to solve.
We don't want a hard-working, ambitious woman who's working on multiple projects and can't sit still. And who's 32, way too late to be trying to get married. Marriage is for 18 to 25-year-olds. You're 7 years too late. You probably will spend the rest of your life being a side piece to the dude you fucked 2 months ago, or dudes like that. Let me help you out, ladies. When it's time to say why would a guy be lucky to be with you, name things you think men like. I can't believe that you think men are looking for super hard-working, ambitious women who are never around. Say something like, I'm good in bed. I mean, okay, that would be trashy. But at least you would be thinking on the right plane at that point. Say I'm a good cook. Say I'm submissive. Say I'm really easy to get along with. Say I'm really loyal. Say I always have my guys back, even in the worst of times. Say something like that. But they're not smart enough to say something like that.
People like you that don't know any better because you don't have the brains you were born with.
Do you want kids?
I do. In the right setting, yes, I do.
What's the age range you would date?
Someone within my age range, probably my age or 10 years max.
And that's officially the age range you don't really qualify for. The type of guy who you would respect, he's dating women in their 20s. A guy who's 32 to 42, who got everything together, he's dating women in their 20s. And you said you want kids if the circumstances are right. Ma'am, you don't got time to play. You want kids in the right setting or whatever. What the fuck does that mean? I wish Kendra G would give more pushback on that type of stuff. What would the right setting be?
So do you think it's too much if I wear these all on the same day?
Because based on how ambitious you are and how many projects you're working on, you don't have time for a fucking kid. And no top-tier man wants to marry a woman, put a kid in her, just for that woman to put that kid in daycare so she can go work on her projects. This whole effiness thing is just, it's all goofy. It's goofy and it doesn't make sense. And it's all just to boost these goofy women's egos.
So 32 to 42?
Yeah.
Should he be in Houston, Texas?
I'm open to long distance.
Okay. All right, Valerie. Okay. This is pretty. Okay.
Thank you.
I hope this camera keep going.
No, we're
going
to let the camera keep rolling. Okay,
This is not true. This doesn't even make sense.
And that's the problem. Too many people lying to women. This is not being mean. Ma'am, you're not pretty. I'm saying this to help you. You're okay at best.
No, you're right.